A friend of mine died recently. He was young, and he'd been sick for a long time with HIV. He didn't have any money, so he didn't leave anybody much. But he did leave me a gift. My friend, I'll call him Tim, kept journals all his life. And in his final days, when his friend Gladys suggested to him that he keep a gratitude journal, Tim rejected the idea. "What do I have to be grateful for?" he said. He was suffering horribly with his illness. He was flat broke and long estranged from his family. Even his precious cats had to go since he was too sick to take care of them. Not long after that, Tim went into the hospital. He never came out. His friends made plans for a memorial service and started cleaning out his apartment. Tim, a very private man, left instructions that his journals, all those journals he had so carefully kept all those years, be destroyed. The journals were stuffed into a trash bag destined for the paper shredder. But one escaped the shredder and sat overlooked by his bed, open to the page he had been writing the day he left for the hospital. So we found one last journal, a gratitude journal. "I'm grateful to see the blue sky," was all that was written on one page. On another, "I'm grateful for ice cream." The pages continued. One entry read, "I'm grateful for my friends." Another read, "I'm grateful for my memories." Still another page read, "I'm grateful for a day when I don't throw up." The rest of the journal is blank, ending abruptly. I think about that journal a lot. These days, complaining has become rampant, with people griping constantly. If I'm sitting in some cafe and I overhear a conversation about relationship issues, or someone is going on about how annoyed she is with her new haircut, my mind flashes to Tim and his gratitude journal. We all have problems, but imagine if, instead of complaining, everyone really looked around and realized how many things we also have to be truly grateful for every single day. Imagine what a different world it would be if everyone kept, like Tim, a gratitude journal. And I will always be grateful to Tim for showing me that. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.